Hey, let's talk about Darren Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Darren, 5783. It's an addendum. Darren comes back today from the hospital. He was sent there for chest pain to make sure he didn't have pulmonary embolus. His CT scan is negative. His blood work is pending. Period. And paragraph. He also is having trouble with urination, frequent urination related to his blood pressure. They put him on Motrin, 600 milligram every 8 hours for back pain, possible pleurisy, and olmesartan, 20 milligram number 30, period. New paragraph, he's going to start his medication. I looked at his prostate. He doesn't have a large prostate. I think his urination is related to his increased BP, increased blood pressure. Then I'm going to get some blood work today, and I'm going to wait for the blood test to be done. Be returned from the emergency room as well. I looked at his carotid because of his hypertension out of control, and there was minimal stenosis. I looked at his kidneys. There were no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. I looked at his heart. He does have mild RVH, mild LVH, possibility of sleep apnea. He's interested in the GLP-1 treatment, and as soon as we get the results, we'll decide which way to go. Echocardiogram, as described as above, the thyroid is within normal limits. Lower extremity and upper extremity pain, multifactorial, no evidence of PVD noted. Next number is I'm going to see him again in 1 week, go over his blood work and decide what's the best course of action for his weight loss. If he has other issues and problems, I will definitely get him problems related to his prostate. I would give him some Flomax or Cialis at that time, but I'm going to hold off on that right now. This is an addendum to his previous note that was dictated. Thank you.